Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, April 22nd, and we've completed week 16 of 2024. As a reminder, businesstravel360.com is a great resource to take advantage of for everything business travel. Here you can listen, read, take advantage of bonus points and status match offers, keep track of upcoming industry events, and have some fun with some great videos. Check all of this out at businesstravel360.com. Now, let's get to our headlines. The number of passenger air trips in March sold by U.S.-based corporate travel agencies and settled through ARC has declined year over year for the first time since March 2021, by 5% according to ARC. Tickets sold by U.S. corporate travel agencies, those with at least 70% self-reported corporate and government business, began to recover in April 2021 and showed steady year-over-year double or triple-digit percentage increases until March 2023, after which all the variances leveled off. Total March 2024, U.S.-based agency air ticket sales was nearly $9.4 billion, down by 2.7% year-over-year, but up 4.4% month-over-month. The number of total passenger trips exceeded 25.5 million, a 1% decrease from March 2023, but a 5% increase from February 2024. March domestic trips totaled nearly 15.8 million, an increase of nearly 0.8% year-over-year and 5% month-over-month. International trips neared 9.8 million for a year-over-year decrease of 3.7%. but a month-over-month increase of 4.9%. After much speculation whether Delta Airlines would enter the world of NDC, the airline is in the process of building its NDC solution with various partners and intends to have some milestone releases available in late 2024 for customers that want to come and test and learn alongside of us. This is according to Delta's Managing Director of Sales and Technology Global Sales Support. During the second half of 2025, Delta plans to enable omnichannel servicing at scale, and from 2025 and beyond, to enhance and continuously improve innovations for the industry. She also stated that Delta does not currently have plans to follow in the footsteps of other airlines and remove fares from EDIFACT channels or to impose surcharges. Most European and UK travel agencies are concerned about the impact of content fragmentation and the acceleration of the airline's NDC strategies. This is according to a new survey by Business Travel Show Europe. A poll of nearly 90% found that 70% thought that fragmentation at NDC was a problem and was creating difficulties in accessing airline content through their preferred booking channels. This is leading to several issues for buyers, including more complaints and queries from travelers at 69%, as well as increased questioning of both the value of the TMC, 52%, and the travel program, 44%. Some buyers said that their relationship with both airlines, 37%, and TMCs, 32%, were deteriorating due to changes in airfare distribution. The biggest concern for buyers of not being able to access all airfares has been missing savings, 61%, followed by having to demonstrate the value of using a TMC to their bosses, 60%, and increasing leakage from the program, 44%. Many buyers are also moving to make exception for out-of-channel bookings, while nearly one-third are now spending more on offline TMC fees as a result of more fragmented content. The travel and tourism industry in India is projecting to generate revenue of nearly $24 billion in 2024. At an estimated annual growth of almost 10% between 2024 and 2028, the industry expects that the market will reach almost $35 billion by 2028. In 2023, the tourism industry recorded a revenue of about $20 billion. Hotels accounted for the largest share of the revenue last year. This year, however, this is expected to shift and package holidays are likely to become their biggest revenue generator in 2024. According to a report, the package holiday market is expected to reach 65 million travelers by 2028. India has been focusing on boosting tourism and has announced 100% foreign aid investment in tourism-related ventures in order to facilitate growth in the sector. Efforts are being made to preserve heritage sites in India while creating quality infrastructure to enhance visitor experience. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts has launched a loyalty program for businesses that allow corporate clients to accrue points for Wyndham hotel stays in addition to the points that the individual travelers earn. Corporate members of the hotel's new Wyndham Rewards business will be able to accrue 1 point for every dollar spent at a participating Wyndham property. Corporate points can be redeemed for future stays, according to Wyndham. Stays must be booked through Wyndham's app, websites, and other direct channel. Bookings through travel agencies are not eligible for points. United Airlines is rolling out a feature it says will make it easier for travelers to get their desired seat type, even if the preferred seat is not available during booking. Travelers can now visit the airline's mobile app to request their preferred seat type and will automatically be assigned and notified about their new seat assignment should the request type become available. The new feature allows travelers to select preferences for window or aisle, as well as exit rows or bulkhead seats. The complimentary service is available until 12 hours before the scheduled flight departure for all customers except those traveling on basic economy seats. United says that is the first and only airline to offer this feature. IHG Hotels & Resorts has added Apple's AirPlay streaming functionality to guest rooms in about 60 North American properties, allowing guests to stream content from iOS mobile devices to the in-room television. Guests can scan a unique QR code to access the hotel's Wi-Fi network. To ensure content streamed from the device via AirPlay appears only on the appropriate TV. IHG, which claimed that it is the first hospitality company to provide AirPlay functionality as part of its in-room entertainment experience. The spokesperson also said that IHG has planned to expand this to more properties globally. WestJet Economy travelers can now book an extended comfort upgrade for flights on 737 and 787 aircraft. The extended comfort option is available to any guest who books economy cabin fares, basic, econo, or econoflex, and can be purchased via WestJet's managed trips or through the WestJet app. Described by WestJet as one-of-a-kind product for the airline, the extended comfort option includes seats with extra legroom, boarding zone group 2, early access to overhead bin space, a distinct section in front of the economy cabin, and a complimentary alcoholic beverage during in-flight service. Extended comfort will replace WestJet's economy cabin preferred seating option. Now in some technology news. ATP Co. says that flight shoppers can expect to see rapid growth in photos and videos. Over the course of this year, ATP Co. has seen a threefold increase to 6 billion per week in the number of flight queries that are hitting the programming interfaces it uses to deploy product images and videos to sales channels. Among those images are photos of aircraft seats, in-flight entertainment screens, and meals. In addition, ATP Co. says 48% of global flight schedules now have some sort of associated image or video that can be utilized as a sales tool within the booking channel. ATP Co. dominates the market of visual flight shopping displays through its Route Happy merchandising solution. Among the airlines making substantial use of photos in its merchandising is United Airlines, which offers 3D views of aircraft interiors during the seat selection portion of its United.com booking process. Aeronology has launched American Airlines' NDC offers through an NDC-enabled interface. The Australian travel technology provider announced that the company's multi-channel booking engine portal enables its customer base to book American's NDC offerings that come with automatic reissue and refund options. The American NDC content includes enhanced offers such as Main Plus and Main Select and multiple ancillary services according to Aeronology, which also said it's ready to support American's launch of dynamically priced offers expected later this year. MasterCard has launched a new app that lets users of virtual commercial cards add them to their digital wallets. Within the app, customers of participating financial institutions can receive an invitation code to register for the app, which is available in major app stores. Once they register, the commercial virtual card can be virtually linked and can be added to select digital wallets. The app uses MasterCard's virtual card and tokenization platforms with virtual cards tokenized so that the cardholder data can be replaced by a unique card number in the app. Within the app, users can view balances and transactions, including across multiple cards issued by multiple participating financial institutions. Corporate Travel Management CTM has extended the functionality of its Lightning online booking tool to include an AI-powered itinerary builder with rich media and company-specific hotel reviews. The new door-to-door trip builder uses AI to create the policy-compliant trip that includes flights, hotels, and ground transfers using only the traveler's preferred destination. A recent API integration with RouteHappy also delivers an enhanced flight shopping experience with search results that incorporate product visuals and additional details on seat comfort, Wi-Fi, in-flight meals, and baggage allowances. Global travel industry company Riskline and Profile Network Traveler ID announced that they are pairing up in an effort to bolster safety during travel. The pair are also working to allow for real-time risk intelligence to be incorporated into Traveler ID's platform, which is built on blockchain and self-sovereign identity. The CEO of Riskline said that the company is proud to be partnering with Traveler ID. He also said that Traveler ID's use of blockchain will help make sure Riskline's intelligence finds its way to travelers in a secure and speedy manner. He believes that this will transform how the travel industry looks at safety. Riskline uses artificial intelligence and professional analysts to process data from onwards of 100,000 sources to relay urgent and accurate travel risk assessments. Now in news about sustainable travel. Air New Zealand has announced a deal to buy 2.4 million gallons of SAF from specialist supplier Neste. Finland-based Neste said Air New Zealand's latest purchase of SAF was the largest ever made by an airline outside of North America and Europe. The fuel will be delivered before the end of 2024. Neste first supplied SAF to Air New Zealand in 2022, and this larger new deal will see sustainable fuel supplied to the Los Angeles International Airport between April 1st and November 30th of this year. Several companies have committed to investing close to $200 million into the SAF market by agreeing to purchase SAF certificates for nearly 50 million gallons of fuel. The certificates will represent about 500,000 tons of abated CO2 emissions. The purchase agreements span 5 years and were made by 20 companies, including AstraZeneca, Autodesk, Bain, JP Morgan & Chase, Meta, Morgan Stanley, Netflix, just to name a few. The amount of purchase agreements is roughly equivalent to the emissions of 3,000 fully loaded passenger flights between New York and London. Electric vehicle charging stations across the EU have increased threefold in the last 3 years, according to an analysis done by Transport and Environment. The region's EV charging networks grew faster last year than the electric vehicle fleet, with more than 630,000 charge stations at the end of 2023. Most companies in the European bloc have already met their 2024 EU targets for public charging infrastructure. Bulgaria, Slovakia, and Czech Republic are leading the pack. Spain and Italy round out the top five, followed by Estonia and France. All seven of them have already met their targets for 2025. Under the EU's Alternative Fuels Infrastructure Regulation, which entered into force on April 13th, each country in the bloc has annual targets based on a ratio of total charging power output and the number of electric cars on the road. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well. I'm not going to do that.